You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, it's claimed the UK's voting system only allows 1 in 10 blind people to have their say independently. Figures also show more than half of people with sight problems weren't able to read any information sent to them ahead of the last election. RNIB, which carried out the research, is suggesting changes before council and mayoral polls open in England in May. Disability campaigner Rachel Andrews from Norwich won a landmark court ruling back in 2019 that ruled tactile voting devices were unlawful as they don't allow people with sight loss to vote independently or in secret. Daisy is severely sight impaired herself and says she just wants a fairer system.
Unfortunately, I think the research is very accurate. And the problem with the current legislation is that the device that is prescribed in order for blind and sight impaired people to vote is a tactile voting device, which is a piece of transparent plastic that's designed to go over the ballot paper. And unfortunately, that doesn't tell you the names of the candidates, nor does it enable you to make your mark secretly and independently with any certainty. So really, to be honest, it's not remotely fit for purpose. It doesn't read out the candidates to you. You must know that in advance and then count down a number of little flaps or gaps on the tactile voting device and then make your mark in a corresponding box. So you cannot read the ballot paper. If you can't see it, you can't read it. You also can't make your mark with any certainty. For example, if you can't see the marking device, i.e. a pencil or a pen, you're not absolutely sure if you've made it, not only in the right place, but actually made it at all. Personally, I think the problem's twofold. One, we don't know who we're voting for, so we need some method of being able to independently and secretly know the order of the candidates on the ballot. And we also need to be able to make our mark secretly and independently. And I think, unfortunately, the ballot paper and the TVD, as it stands at the moment, is never going to provide either of those things. So I'm a sort of favour of the possibility of an alternative voting system, not a replacement, but an alternative where you can maybe vote by telephone or by some digital means. The government, unfortunately, have been dragging their heels about this issue for a number of years. It's not a new issue. Campaigning has been around this issue for many, many years. I had a successful judicial review, which is a challenge to public law, which was ruled last May 2019 that the government were acting unlawfully in their current provisions. And unfortunately, they've just not done anything about it. So it's not a good strategy to say, well, we can do something closer to the time, because these things take a very long time to bring in and to research. So we need to be getting on with it now. Personally, I'd feel more independent. I'd feel less like a 12-year-old child if I go in there and I need someone to read out stuff to me or mark the paper for me or make sure I've done it in the right place. It makes me feel like I'm 12 and that my voice doesn't count and doesn't matter. And I think many people that I've spoken to don't vote at all who are blind or partially sighted. They feel that the system is so stressful and so humiliating that they just don't bother. So it would certainly empower people to be able to have an independent vote to make them feel that they actually mattered and their voices were actually heard.
That's Daisy Andrews speaking there about research from the Royal National Institute of Blind People, which shows the majority of blind and partially sighted people in the UK are not fully able to vote independently and in private under the current voting system. Share your thoughts. We would love to hear them. You can email us radio@rnib.org.uk. We're on Twitter @RNIB Radio, and you can find us on Facebook.